The Osgood File, sponsored by Cassidy Turley, thought leadership, superior results, challenging the conventional in commercial real estate services. Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everyone wants clean air. Now the question is, how much are you willing to pay for it? More after this from Charlie. The president, for the first time, plans to restrict carbon dioxide emissions, not just from new power plants, but from existing power plants. Each state will have until 2017 to come up with its own plan. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the nation has a moral duty to do something about climate change.
If we do nothing in our grandkids' lifetimes, temperatures could rise 10 degrees and seas could rise by 4 feet.
But in West Virginia, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, even though he's a Democrat, says these rules go too far.
Not a single West Virginia power plant would be in compliance if the rules were in effect today, despite the billions of dollars companies have already spent to modernize their facilities.
And the coal industry warns that West Virginia won't be alone. This is Mike Duncan of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity.
The majority of states, we believe, would see a double-digit increase in electricity prices.
He even predicted that in just the first year of the president's plan, 500,000 jobs would disappear. To which the White House says, nonsense. Higher rates will actually create new jobs, building and running power plants that turn sunlight, wind, and even trash into electricity. But in terms of protecting the grandkids from climate change, even if the U.S. shut down every one of its fossil fuel plants, global carbon dioxide emissions would drop just 6%, which means the grandkids may be out of luck. However, on the bright side, sure, it might be 100 degrees all summer, but the seashore will be a lot closer. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.